दोस्तों, अब तक तो आप ये जान ही चुके होंगे कि 26 जनवरी भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के लिए एक महत्वपूर्ण दिन है, जहां इस दिन को ऑस्ट्रेलिया में कॉलोनी की स्थापना और 1901 में फेडरेशन की घोषणा के उत्सव के तौर पर मनाया जाता है। वहीं भारत में इसे 1950 में संविधान को लागू करने के दिन के रूप में याद किया जाता है। इस ऐतिहासिक दिन कैनबरा और नई दिल्ली दोनों देशों की राष्ट्रीय राजधानियों और वर्तमान की राजगद्दी के रूप में भी प्रतिष्ठित हुई। 1911 में ऑस्ट्रेलिया के मिनिस्टर फॉर होम अफेयर्स ने कैनबरा का परिरूप रखने के लिए ब्रिटेन के विरोध के बावजूद वास्तुविदों के लिए एक प्रतियोगिता रख डाली। और इसी वर्ष महाराजा जॉर्ज पंचम ने कोलकाता को हटाकर दिल्ली को भारत की राजधानी घोषित कर दिया। इस प्रतियोगिता के बारे में पर्थ स्थित यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ वेस्टर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया में स्कूल ऑफ आर्किटेक्चर के प्रोफेसर क्रिस्टोफर वर्नन का कहना है,
Well, one of the consequences of federation was that Australia's new constitution said that they would build a new capital, that none of the existing colonial capitals, particularly Melbourne and Sydney, were going to be the national capital. So once that decision was made, then it became, well, how do you secure a design? And there's several schools of thought. One was that, oh, it was a very optimistic gesture that the new nation wanted to look to the globe for the best ideas. Another scenario, more pragmatically and probably more likely, was that there weren't really any competent or qualified people in Australia then to design the city. So at the end of the day, what won out was the idea to have an international competition. And I find that interesting as well, given that years later in India, there had been talk of a competition, but egos on the part of particularly Edmund Lutyens, you know, they were mortified there would be a competition. So in any event, it's an interesting juxtaposition to look at two capitals that were built within years of one another and in full knowledge of each project.
इधर ऑस्ट्रेलिया में वाल्टर ग्रिफिन ने कैनबरा, जिसका नामकरण 1913 में हुआ, का नक्शा बनाने की प्रतियोगिता जीत ली। ग्रिफिन ने अपना नक्शा ऑस्ट्रेलिया की नैसर्गिक खूबसूरती को ध्यान में रखकर तैयार किया था। ग्रिफिन की इस कमाल की सोच के पीछे प्रोफेसर वर्नन अमेरिकन नेचुरलिज्म में उनके विश्वास को मानते हैं।
Well, Walter Burley Griffin had come from Chicago. In that point in time, at the turn of the century, Chicago was a juggernaut. It was rapidly developing. However, there were no planning controls, no legislation to control development, so it was happening without a plan, and the consequence was the landscape was being consumed and chewed up. Natural landscapes were disappearing, even agricultural landscapes. So that stimulated an interest in him about how do you conserve landscape? Could you develop without destroying? And that's what guided his career, was to demonstrate how development and conservation could go hand in hand. They weren't oppositional.
कैनबरा के परिरूप से प्रभावित होकर भारत के गवर्नर जनरल, जो कैनबरा का नामकरण करने आए थे, उन्होंने वाल्टर ग्रिफिन के नक्शे की एक नकल मांग डाली। 1930 के दशक में लखनऊ यूनिवर्सिटी की लाइब्रेरी का परिरूप बनाने का काम ब्रिटिश आर्किटेक्ट एडविन ल्यूटियन से वापस लेकर वाल्टर ग्रिफिन को दे दिया गया। जी हाँ, ये वही एडविन ल्यूटियन है जो दिल्ली का नक्शा तैयार कर रहे थे।
Well, in the 1930s, the biggest impact, of course, for everyone was the Great Depression. So in the 1930s, Griffin was in Australia, and there wasn't a lot of work. The money was drying up, and in fact, the only work he had was sort of municipal jobs to build rubbish incinerators. So here he is, he needs work, and he has a friend who happens to have a friend who is a journalist in India. And this fellow was working for the Pioneer in Lucknow. And so she conveys word and says, Walter really needs work. Did he know of anything in India? And then out of the blue, this journalist knew engineers in Lucknow. And basically through word of mouth and friend to friend, Walter's invited to submit a plan for a library at the University of Lucknow. And he does it. So I guess it's really a bit of happenstance or a fluke, because until that point, we don't know that Walter had anything to say or think about India. And so it was very pragmatic. He needed work, and a friend determined to help him get it just happens to have a friend in India.
1935 में वाल्टर ग्रिफिन ने पहली बार ल्यूटियन के द्वारा अकल्पित नई दिल्ली को देखा और अपनी पत्नी मैरियन को भेजे एक पत्र में लिखा,
The University of Lucknow receives Griffin's designs, and they're quite pleased, so they invite him to India. And so Walter voyages to India, and one of the things that he is desperate to see, as you would guess, is New Delhi. All right, because he's designed Canberra, and Canberra in the 1930s, still not a lot had happened. You'd had the First World War, and there was very little on the ground. Well, when he gets to New Delhi, there's an entire city. And so I think part of it was he was quite perhaps a bit jealous that Canberra was still just a handful of buildings on a dusty plain, and meanwhile, here was New Delhi. But I think from an architectural standpoint, he likened it to ancient Rome, and of course, he saw all the symbolism of power and control, and he didn't much care for that. But interestingly, one of the things that he really admired about New Delhi were all the tree plantings and the way they had planted the boulevards. So I think he had mixed emotions. On the one hand, he had to respect it, but on the other, I think he was probably a bit jealous.
कैनबरा जिसकी योजना नई दिल्ली से पहले शुरू हुई थी सिर्फ कागजों पर ही पूरी थी और वाल्टर ग्रिफिन के सामने दिल्ली तैयार खड़ी थी। 1940 के दशक में ग्रिफिन की पत्नी मैरियन ने शिकागो के एक अखबार में दिए इंटरव्यू में सभी को याद दिलाया कि नई दिल्ली के परिरूप में उनके पति वाल्टर की मेहनत और कैनबरा के नक्शे की एक नकल झलकती है।
Australia decided in 1901 to build a capital, but they didn't get started until 1913, and that's another story as to the delay. In any event, once India, or once Great Britain, had decided to build this new imperial capital, the Viceroy, quite practically, said, well, Australia is building a new capital, so he contacted the Governor General, and he says, can we have plans of Canberra that we can have a look at them? So there's actually a direct link where the British Raj contacts the Australian government, asks for the drawings. Australian government then gives them the drawings, and if you just take a quick look at a street map, you'll see kind of at least a superficial resemblance, polygons, a street layout, etc. And it makes an interesting point that the two cities have a superficial resemblance, yet one is a product of a democracy and the other one is a product of an autocracy. So it's kind of interesting that two different kind of political contexts produce similar outcomes.
आज भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया में वाल्टर ग्रिफिन और उनके इस कैपिटल कनेक्शन को जैसे भुला सा दिया है, परंतु उनके काम की छाप आप आज भी लखनऊ, आगरा, वाराणसी और कोलकाता में देख सकते हैं।